Nation.
It's time for Talkin' Football.
Breaking down the Packers game with Murphy, Katie, and Nick.
And the voice of the Green Bay Packers, Wayne Larrabee.
Well, here we go again, Wayne. And this time in a really good way. It's unbelievable. NFC Championship appearance, fifth for Aaron at the helm. And it feels real good this morning.
Yeah, it really does, especially with that win, Nick, the way they played against the Rams. They owned the line of scrimmage. You know, the game probably not as close as the final score would indicate due to the way the Packers played that day.
You know, it's funny when you say that, and Aaron brought it up, too, in the post-game press conference, that a really dominating performance got a little bit tight but could have been an absolute blowout if Aaron puts a couple of balls in the chest instead of up on the fingertips. And, you know, of course, the Alan Lazard drop early, which he redeemed himself for later. But some missed opportunities there that could have had this thing.
The MVS overthrow that cost me a free pizza.
That could have been a free pizza for Katie. It
yeah,
really could have been a blowout.
Error of all.
That was the instant text
because
from
of what
Katie.
Was at stake there.
Yes. Well, you should see me. I felt like I was listening to you on the radio, and I was texting my husband because we put money. And I was quite proud of myself that I called every play before it happened. I was like, "Here they go. They're going to go to Aaron Jones." And then I was like, "And then he's going to go to MVS. He's going to miss it." And then it all happened right after. It was very exciting. But anyways, continue.
It really could have been an absolute blowout, and could have gotten the Rams completely out of that thing before it got tight.
Yeah, you know, it did. But, again, it's the divisional round of the playoffs, and there's a reason the Rams were there, because they're a very good team. And so you don't expect blowouts in those situations. I mean, they can happen. But, you know, I thought the Rams showed some fortitude and came back and certainly made a game of it after the Packers had kind of dominated that first half.
How about the fan difference, Wayne? It certainly came through the broadcast. You could hear it.
I did want to ask this. Did they pump in any extra crowd noise?
That I don't know.
Okay.
But they certainly had. The fans made a big difference in terms of just the look and the atmosphere they provided. And they made a lot of noise. And the thing about it was most of them were located in the lower bowl. So in the lower bowl, you know, 6,500, 7,000 fans, they make a lot of difference there. Like, I was watching Kansas City yesterday. I think they had 21,000. Well, Arrowhead's a big spread-out stadium that holds 78,000, but there's no part of Arrowhead that's like the inner bowl of Lambeau Field where you have bench seating and you can, you know, put a lot of 50-some thousand in that little area. The Packers put most of their fans in that area, which is a great view of the game. And, you know, when you look at it that way, they were able to make an impact on the game. With the sound they created.
It was a great visual, too, when you saw the game. It just happened to be framed so well that the background shots and the wide angles had humans in it. And it was just such a change in mood as a viewer and as a listener. When you listen to you guys, it came through your microphones, Wayne. It was great.
Yeah, I thought so, too. And the players really were excited about it. That was really huge for them. And Aaron Rodgers mentioned it quite often after the game. That the fans made such a difference, and we've known that all season, and we've mentioned that, how much everyone misses the fans at all of these games. So hopefully we're heading on the right track, or eventually we'll have full stadiums maybe by next year.
There is always the two-headed monster when you get to this point in the season. You need to be playing the right football. You need to be having that momentum and playing well, and you need to be healthy. And those are the two biggest check marks in the corner of the Green Bay Packers right now. They've got their guys, and they are all in sync.
Well, with the exception of David Bakhtiari, that's a big piece that was missing. And if people talk about how the Rams, well, Aaron Donald wasn't quite himself with that rib injury. Yeah, but at least he played. And David Bakhtiari is every bit as big a loss for the Packers as Aaron Donald playing, you know, at 80% for the Rams. So, you know, kudos to the Packers and the versatility they've shown on their offensive line to be able to cover that up somewhat. I think it's going to be tested again this week against a very good defensive front. But, you know, the other factor, Nick, is this. The Packers... Yeah, I wouldn't have said this about the team in 2016 or certainly the team last year. But this year, this Packers team, there's something special about it. There's something different. They have more ways to win. You know, especially on offense, they have more ways to win. And I think that's what gives them a little bit of an edge going forward in this championship game, whereas the last couple of championship games, I felt the Packers would have to pull off an absolute upset. I think still that this is going to be a really difficult game coming up, but I mean, Tampa beat them once pretty soundly, scored 38 unanswered points, and I know that was a long time ago, but it happened, so obviously Tampa matches up really well with Green Bay. But by the same token, I think the Packers are a much better team now than they were back in October, And I think they have more ways to win than they have in recent years. And that's what versatility is, what gets you into the Super Bowl.
Well, and do they have Little Wayne?
they certainly don't have a cool song.
No. Did you hear it?
No, I haven't heard it.
Oh, I was going to say, did you see? Oh, yeah, we're not referring to you, Wayne. We're referring to the rapper Lil Wayne. I don't know if you saw him. It was a big deal. He was at the game, and he made the hype song and everything. And I kind of just think it's the same song with different words.
Yeah, pretty much. Hey, wait, as long as you're talking about stuff.
I heard he dropped a new song.
He works three whole days on it.
So, hey, listen.
You know, Wayne, as long as we're talking just briefly about stuff off the field, your deal with Charlie Behrens was absolutely outstanding.
Good.
We could not stop watching that. You guys were great.
Can I be honest about something? I've never really been a huge Charlie Behrens fan, and when he was with you, you made me really like him. So you did amazing. I'm so impressed.
He was great. No, he's great. My wife and I have been big fans of him for years. You know, that Manitowoc Minute. And the first episode we saw, he was explaining how to make an original Wisconsin old fashioned. it's hilarious, but no, he's great. He was a lot of fun to work with, and they do a great job with their videos. And the Packers used him. He was on the scoreboard during halftime of the game too. So that was kind of neat.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. Well, we'll talk a little bit more here, Wayne, about Tampa Bay coming up. Let's take a little quick break and reset.
WIXX.
You brought up, Wayne, how this feels a little bit differently for the Green Bay Packers this year. And I think it does as a fan, too. You just have a sense of where your team is at on the landscape going into big games in the playoffs. And this is the fifth NFC title game for Aaron. And yet, for all his greatness, we're sitting at 1-3 in the four previous ones. And there's a little bit of a feeling of, hey, we got to get it done. We've been begging for this thing to be at home. It is at home. And here we go.
Yeah, you know, and I honestly believe there's a certain kind of mystical thing involving teams and playoff runs and that type of thing. You know, and the stars got to kind of come together. I mean, they really do. And then your stars have to perform. They have to shine bright at these moments. And I don't think Aaron Rodgers or the Packers are going to, you know, let this moment escape them. I just don't for some reason. So you can make a case for Tampa Bay. The weather's not going to bother Tom Brady. They have the deepest stable of skilled position people I've seen assembled on a team in recent years. They've got a lot going for them. They've got a great defensive front. But, you know, this Packers team, there's something about it. It's almost like the stars have aligned for it. And that's what I saw in 2010 and to a lesser degree, but I also saw it happen in 2014. I didn't see it in 2016. I didn't see it last year. But this year, I see that type of thing. You know what I mean? It's not X's and O's. It's not even about Jimmy's and Joe's. It's about something greater than that coming together. It's your moment, your time and destiny, maybe. And I understand football people roll their eyes when I talk like that, but there is something about that. And that does make a difference for a team when it's on this kind of a run.
You can let them roll your eyes. I'm a firm believer in all of that.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, there's like a maturity of the moment, I think, with Aaron this year, Wayne, that is really refreshing. There's sort of the two extremes. I always feel like early on in players' career, when they don't know any better than to be scared or to be overwhelmed, there's always this wild success rate. And you settle into the middle a little bit, and for whatever reason that is, things can get fogged up. And then as their careers start to go and you get sort of the John Elways of the world and the Montanas of the world and Steve Young and Tom Brady and the maturity of that moment, there's such an awakening, a reawakening, as you get toward, you know, and I don't even want to say twilight, because some of these guys, Peyton Manning was a guy whose physical skills were diminishing, Drew Brees a little bit diminishing. It's not that way with Aaron. So he has the maturity mindset and all of the physical tools to make this really magical right now.
Well, I think in the team, the thing I've been, as I've watched them come along here, and especially felt this way Saturday, was I think the team kind of drew on last year's experience. You know, it's good that they went through that they got to the championship game, because I think that's a part of the maturity that this team has that hopefully will allow it to go forward. Now, again, you know, Tampa clobbered them in the regular season. That was a long time ago, but they beat them soundly.
Last year, we were
in a similar situation with San Francisco, where they just blasted the Packers. But that game was in November. This Tampa Bay game was back in October, and both teams have changed considerably. I think both teams have gotten better, but they've changed. And, you know, it'll be interesting to see how they match up this time around.
Well, and I feel like, too, that was just one of those games where, you know, you're just off sometimes. Like, you just, there's just no way you can win it if you're just not connecting. And I don't think it had anything to do with skill. The whole, that whole Destiny thing. That's just my opinion.
I'm not against it. The one thing I do hope, Wayne, is that everybody really, really enjoys this. And I know, yes, just speaking to you briefly off the air before we pulled you in, this is so much fun. And the successes as they pile up has a way of entitling a fan base. And I hope we don't do that. I hope we understand how difficult this is and how hard a run like this is and how magical it is to have this at home in our community and to give it a good shot this year. I hope we're not unappreciative of this moment.
Yeah, you know, Nick, I don't get that sense with people. I think they understand this is kind of special, and especially to have this game at home. But you're exactly right about the fact that, you know, we're kind of counting on a championship game, aren't we, every year? I mean, been to four of the last... four championship games in the last 7 years, something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
From 2014 to now, it's hard not to take it for granted sometimes, but I don't get the sense this team, and then, by the way, that's all that matters. It doesn't matter what you or I think. Or for the fans. It's what the team thinks. It's what their vibe is all about. And they don't take this for granted. They understand, and they know where they are. But this team, I get a feel, this team seems to have a much stronger, consciousness of place and where they are and what they can do in that place. And so I think that's why this is kind of special.
So my last question to you is, we're going to be talking about this in a little bit. The things that you did to get them to win, for example, we are going to be wearing the same clothes for the rest of this run. Do you have any little things that you do that we don't know about?
Yeah, you know, there's an old Packers pullover that I usually wear when they absolutely have to win. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And they've never really lost when I've worn this to the game. Like, I wore it during the Tennessee game, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like, I've had it since maybe 1998, 99, somewhere around there.
Do you?
So, it's by Champion, too. So you know how long ago that was.
Oh, my gosh. Champions!
These items were made by Champion.
Champions,
you know what I mean?
Back in. Did you know this?
But it's the old Green Bay logo, you know, with the football player and the state of Wisconsin,
yes,
and that type of thing. Yeah, it's really old school. And
awesome.
I think I may pull that out for this game coming up.
I was
going
to say, do you wash it?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Yeah,
I wouldn't have judged you if you didn't. I mean, I assumed you washed it, but I didn't know if, like, during the season you didn't. I mean, maybe someone around here does it. I don't know.
Hasn't been laundered since 98.
You've been listening to Talkin' Football.
With the voice of the Green Bay Packers.
Sorry about that, Wayne. Hold on.
Well, hopefully, right. Hopefully, Wayne, we get another shot to visit with you, and we can be talking about the Super Bowl next time.
Yeah, I hope so, guys. That would be wonderful. This team certainly deserves it. They played really well, and, you know, we'll see what happens. You never know. It's one game. It's not a best of seven, so we'll see what happens on Sunday. It should be a lot of fun.
All right. Thank you so much, Wayne. We will talk to you next week, like we said, after that win when we're on our way to the Super Bowl. Have
Sounds
a great
good,
day.
Guys.
Have a great week, Wayne.